This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Proceedings of both the Houses of Parliament were marred today by the opposition's uproar, leading to the adjournment of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha for the day. The opposition parties were demanding discussion on Operation Sindoor and Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral roll in Bihar and other issues. Speaking in the Lok Sabha, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju questioned the opposition's intention, saying that the government is ready for the discussion but they are engaged in disruption.
सरकार ने बार बार कहा है कि हम चर्चा करना चाहते हैं, फिर ये हंगामा क्यों कर रहे हैं? कौन जिम्मेदार लेगा? देश का करोड़ों टैक्स मनी को आप लोग हंगामा करके बर्बाद कर रहे हैं, जवाब देना पड़ेगा। हम लोग सुबह से तैयार करके आते हैं, बिजनेस लेके आते हैं, चर्चा के लिए हम लोग तैयार हैं। आप लोग सदन का समय बर्बाद कर रहे हैं। कांग्रेस पार्टी और उनके कुछ साथियों ने जो दो दिन से जो हंगामा कर रहे हैं, मैं इसका खंडन करना चाहता हूँ।
As the pandemonium continued, the chair adjourned the lower house for the day. The Rajya Sabha also witnessed similar scenes, forcing the chair to adjourn the upper house for the day. Earlier in the day, soon after the Rajya Sabha met for the question hour at 12 noon, Ghanshyam Tiwari, who was in the chair, informed the house about the Ministry of Home Affairs notification regarding the resignation of Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar resigned yesterday from the post, citing health reasons. Gross non-performing assets of public sector banks have witnessed significant decline by over 6.5% in the last five financial years. The NPAs have reduced from 9.11% to 2.58% between the period of 2021 to 25. This was stated by Minister of State of Finance Pankaj Chaudhary in a written reply to a question in the Rajya Sabha today. He said, comprehensive measures have been taken by the government and the Reserve Bank of India to recover and reduce NPAs. The Election Commission has said that over 7 crore 68 lakh electors have been covered in Bihar so far under the Special Intensive Revision SIR initiative. The poll body said 18 lakh 66,000 electors have been found diseased, over 26 lakh permanently shifted, and 52 lakh 30,000 electors were not found at their address. The commission said efforts have been intensified to ensure that all eligible electors are included in the draft electoral roll to be published on the 1st of next month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be embarking on a two-nation visit to the United Kingdom and Maldives tomorrow. In the first leg, Mr. Modi will travel to United Kingdom on a two-day visit. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said Mr. Modi will hold discussions with his British counterpart Keir Starmer and call on King Charles III. The visit will include a review of the India-UK Comprehensive Strategic Partnership with particular emphasis on cooperation in defence and security, trade and economy, technology and innovation, climate, action, health, education and people-to-people ties. On signing a free trade agreement between India and UK, the Foreign Secretary said both sides are currently engaged in legal scrubbing and other last-minute formalities. Bolivian President Luis Alberto Arce Catacora has extended heartfelt gratitude to the Indian government for donating 3 lakh doses of the measles and rubella MR vaccine. In a message, President RK described the gesture as one of solidarity and timely support amid a growing health emergency in the country. Bolivia declared a national health emergency last month due to a sudden spike in measles cases across several departments. In Uttarakhand, the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra route has been blocked due to landslide near Lamari in Pithoragarh district. Meanwhile, IMD has issued a yellow alert for heavy rain at isolated places in Dehradun, Pauri and Tehri districts over the next 24 hours. In Maharashtra, an orange alert for heavy rainfall has been issued for Raigad, Ratnagiri and Sindhudurg tomorrow, along with the Ghat regions of Pune, Satara and Kolhapur. In Kerala as well, the IMD has issued yellow alerts for heavy rainfall in 9 districts of the state tomorrow. Fishing activities are banned in the coasts of Kerala and Lakshadweep coast till Friday. And with that, we end this news bulletin.